I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The midterm elections have reshaped Congress and possibly the next presidential election. What's next for everyone involved? Let's get started. Chief Congressional Correspondent Dana Bash joins me now with that. So for all the talk of working together, I mean, they said all the right things. How much common ground is there really?
Well, there are some issues where there's common ground, but it's sort of, as they say here, low-hanging fruit. There are some issues that they can work together, not unimportant issues, infrastructure bills, for example. But I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a true test for Republicans on whether they can get beyond just winning in politics and get to doing well governing. And it was very clear in listening to Mitch McConnell, who is very likely going to be elected majority leader next week, he was abundantly obvious that he knows that they didn't have to prove that they can govern, and that this wasn't just a referendum against the president, but it's also against dysfunction in Washington. And he said, voters don't think the Senate works. It doesn't work. We have to make it work. Never mind Democrats probably rightly have a complaint that the reason the Senate isn't working is because Mitch McConnell and the opposition made it so.
Some warning signs, though, not just from Republicans. I mean, President Obama, you know, threatening the possibility of executive action on immigration. What effect would that have?
Oh, it could have a very, very dire effect. I think this was the big warning sign, the big red flag. And in fact, what Mitch McConnell said today is that maybe waving a red flag in front of a bull. And what we're talking about is the president had promised before the election that if there isn't any movement on immigration reform, he would use his executive authority and do some things with it, the power that he has. The problem is that if he does that, then you're going to have a lot of rank and file Republicans in the House and the Senate who already have a trust issue, not only with the president, but with their own leadership, that they can actually negotiate some things with the president that they like. It's going to make it a whole lot worse and a whole lot harder for Mitch McConnell, John Boehner to get things done. Because remember, the leadership, they're kind of institutionalists. They are legislators at heart.
Right.
They want to get things done. The problem has been, particularly in the House, that they don't have the backing of their rank and file. And they believe if the president uses his executive authority, it'll make it a lot harder to get that backing.